It's Mix 97. Our guest joining us from Los Angeles, Lauren Ash. Tomorrow night, Superstore, Cloud 9, final finale. Or it's the finale of the show on NBC. It's been on NBC for 6 years, but as Lauren just mentioned, really took off once it got on Netflix. She's joining us from LA, and we've got somebody for you this morning. Vanessa, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Lauren. It's Vanessa Rollins. We used to work together at Zellers, and I'm sure you've met a million people working there as well as since then that are way more famous. But I just was so excited to watch the show and then think back to our times of actually working in that environment. And it is so accurate.
I know, right?
It made it all the funnier, of course, to not only have lived through that literally with you in our youth, but then to watch it and enjoy it all the more as adults now with other careers. So thanks for that.
What was she like at work? What do you remember about Lauren at work, Vanessa?
Oh, just being, you know, that outgoing, funny, easy to get along with person. I mean, it was no wonder why she was in a retail position where your whole job is about being with people and getting along with people and being able to sell the story, you know? So she does that on the show, but she did that in real life, too. She was definitely not the kind of really super intense, like, fist-down person on the show. She was the opposite, you know, very kind and compassionate person in real life at the job.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you for helping, because I'm trying to get that narrative out there that I'm not the character in real life, so I appreciate that very much. It's so nice to hear from you, Vanessa, my goodness. And I got to tell you, when I first started Superstore, I was one of the people who had actually worked in one of these stores before. So early on, I had a lot of meetings with the writers about my experience working in one of these stores. And it was really funny because, you know, throughout the years, anytime I've done press and stuff like that, I'm always referencing my time at Zellers. So I've always thought back on it very, very fondly. So it's such a cool moment right now to hear from you. It's very full circle for me. I love it.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, it was, again, you know, that was a good 15-plus years ago, not to age both of us, but it's funny, again, just how true a lot of the stereotypes and the sitcom sarcasms and things like that still apply from what I can remember. And, again, I was just blown away when I was like, this show looks awesome, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Lauren. So just congratulations, and thanks for all your success and bringing a little extra name to Belleville, and just so happy for you.
Thank you. Great call, Vanessa.
So
we got another one for you here, Lauren. Hi, Max.
John.
Johnny.
Well, hey there. Hey, Lauren. My Aunt Carol, I think, actually worked with you at Zellers when you worked in Belleville. I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I think you're the funniest part of Superstore by far. I just wonder, do you have any advice for any young members of the community who might be looking to maybe have sort of aspirations and dreams similar to yours or end up in a spot like where you are?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's a rough road. So the advice that I normally give people sounds very negative, which is if there's anything else that you can imagine doing with your life and being content, do that instead. And the reason I say that is not to be negative, but because you really, really, really have to want to do it. You really have to. It really does require a total commitment. It's all consuming. It takes over your life, this crazy career. And it can be really taxing, but if you do feel like this is the only thing you can do with your life, then that's awesome. And I encourage people, you know, Toronto, definitely. If you're coming from Belleville, that's the place to go. I know it's strange right now with COVID, but it's also a really great opportunity because of COVID to take classes. You know, there's still Second City, which is where I started taking improv and sketch classes. You can do that online now, over Zoom and stuff like that. There's different acting classes that you can take over Zoom. So that would be my biggest advice is, one, if you are like, this is it for me, then I would say dive in head first, take as many classes as you can, and just go for it. Just do it. Don't hesitate. You gotta get out there and try it and see how you feel.
All right. Thanks for the call. We'll take another one for you, Lauren. Good morning, Mix 97.
Good morning. This is Cindy. And I went to both public school with Lauren and high school, and I don't know if she'll remember this or not, but her start was actually on a little play called Hippos Crash the Dance.
Oh, I remember it. I remember it, Cindy.
And she was the owl, and she had that very stern personality, but outside of it, she's a wonderful woman. And I knew from way back then that you would do cool things, and I remember watching you with Howard Stern. No, I'm sorry, Howie Mandel.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my God, look at you. And then I just stumbled across Superstore over quarantine and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Beautiful story.
I love that.
Yeah. So
let me tell you,
you were destined for great things. So I'm so glad to see you're doing what you love.
Oh, that's so sweet. And Cindy, you know what I remember is I remember when we were little kids and we took a school trip to the Frink Center and you and I switched sandwiches because we were both very unimpressed with what we had gotten that day. And I got to tell you, to this day, Cindy, that is one of the best egg salad sandwiches I've had in my life. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember that.
I do. That's awesome.